So there was this one night during our summer camp where we had Eucharistic adoration, and Jesus was being processed from the outside, and he was coming into the big room that we're all going to be in. And I got to be there a little early, just kind of getting ready to play music, and I just started playing these simple chords, and these two lines just kept coming to me, like, "Awake my soul, awake my soul," and then whatever came after that. But it was just these two simple lines that kept going back and forth between. And eventually, all of the campers came in, and Jesus was there, and we just began to sing these two lines repeated over and over after him. And there was something so powerful about it. And the next day, I actually got a group of campers together, and we all decided to, like, sit down and write out the rest of the song. And it was just so cool because we just did it. And like in this short, probably 40 minutes period, we were just like in a super prayerful state, and we wrote the entirety of "Awake My Soul." And then that night, we used it again, which was just awesome. And the song actually, we ended up playing it for 40 minutes straight because we kind of went through it, but all of the campers who were singing it just couldn't stop singing it. They kept going back into it. We like tried to move to another song and they kept going into it. And there's just something powerful about that heart cry, like, "God, awake our souls." Like, we have a nation that's just fallen asleep in so many ways. And we just want our souls to be awakened to the beauty, the goodness, the truth of Jesus. And it's just a cry of our hearts, and it's a cry of our world. The Lord would just come and awake our souls.